Dr. Pedro Kahn, president of the International AIDS Society, thanks for joining us today. Now, when I interviewed IAS Executive Director Craig McClure yesterday about this conference, he called it one of the most exciting years for science, for HIV science, even since 1996 when combination antiretroviral therapy became available. Would you agree with this assessment?
Absolutely, because, you know, we have very exciting news in the field of antiretroviral therapy. We have new data about two new classes that are going to be approved this year by the regulatory authorities in different countries, mainly in the U.S. And in Europe, which is usually the starting point for the rest of the world. Two classes that they don't cross resistance with the other existing classes. New compounds in all classes. We also have exciting data in regards to prevention. For instance, in the circumcision trials, showing how circumcision can work as a new tool added to the already existing tools for prevention. Basic science is very good at this conference, and I'm ready to say that the program of the Sydney conference is the best one in the series.
Now, a few weeks ago, IAS presented the Sydney Declaration, calling for a stronger commitment to research. Why was this important to do?
Well, you know, we are in a point in which we are moving forward with the rollout of antiretroviral therapy. This is a big effort for the international community. We are still far behind our needs, but even so, some people are starting to say, well, you know, should we continue fueling money into access to antiretroviral therapy? Shouldn't we better use the money for prevention and, you know, this type of old discussion? So what we need now is to show evidence, and to show evidence we need operational research. And for that, we are calling to allocate 10% of the money for operational research, showing us the results, which we know they are very good, but we need to show evidence for that in order to not compromise the future of rollout of antiretroviral therapy. Be reminded that even putting all patients on treatment today, we are not catching up with the rate of new infections. So we need both. We need treatment and we need prevention. And we need evidence-based data that can only come from operational research. This is the main reason for releasing the Sydney Declaration that so far has been signed for by more than 2,000 signatures, including some international organizations.
How are you trying to get countries involved in this operational research? Because clearly, what works in one country might not work in another country. So how do you get countries working together and involved in this?
Well, I think that one of the ways is showing local experiences, trying to share these experiences and networking. And IAS has a role in this regard as a broker, as a facilitator of the dialogue between countries, international organizations, researchers, community groups, etc. So you're right, one size does not fit all. But there are some common issues in developing countries that one country can learn from the other and then fine-tune it locally as needed. No?
Now, you've talked in the past about the need for unprecedented collaboration here at this conference. Why can collaboration between stakeholders be difficult sometimes, and how can it be improved at this conference?
Well, first, because we are human beings and everybody has its own agenda. Second, because the different stakeholders in the AIDS arena, they represent different constituencies, and they have some priorities that are not always the same or ranked in the same order. So, for instance, we have a tension between the patent rights from the drug discoverers and the right of the people to access to antiretroviral therapy that may save lives. So how you reconcile the right of patent holders in order to have some revenues that help them to continue investing in innovation, and on the other side you don't harm the right of the people to get the drugs? And this is an effort in which we are continuously working, trying to broker, trying to get some results in putting together in kind of meetings in which the different components of this scenario can really talk to each other and find solutions. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's more difficult, but we keep trying.
And what are some examples that you hope to actually come out of this conference in addition to the drugs? What other types of examples of collaboration between the different stakeholders or can happen here in Sydney?
Well, we just released a press release about the situation that was happening in the field between one pharmaceutical company and one activist group, in which IAS just was fostering the dialogue. And we were very successful because there was a lawsuit in the middle, and now it has been removed. So and everybody keeps their own agenda. We don't want nobody to resign or to feel undermined because we are fostering an agreement. But you know, we are removing obstacles from the highway. We try really to help people not to forget that we are talking about human beings. We are talking about saving lives. We are talking about preventing infections. And all other issues are second to that, you know? Our first priority is the person living with HIV or the person that is at risk of acquiring HIV.
When you took office as president of IAS, you asked that the needs of your region, Latin America, you're from Argentina, not be excluded from the agenda. Do you sometimes feel like Latin America, the epidemic there, is forgotten?
Well, you know, what happens is that the epidemic is so dramatic, so catastrophic in Africa. The situation is so bad in some regions like India, and now in Eastern Europe, that sometimes Latin America is like the Cinderella. It's a little bit forgotten, and you're right. And, you know, in some parts of Latin America, the situation is catastrophic. Haiti is like an African country with about 8 to 9% of prevalence. We have a very bad situation in regards to, for instance, perinatal transmission in countries like Honduras or other countries in Central America. The English Caribbean is really very, very heavily hit by the epidemic. On the other side, we have in Latin America very good examples of political will. Programs like the Brazilian one, the Argentinian one, Uruguay, Chile, Costa Rica, Cuba, Venezuela, etc., they are showing that if there is political will, antiretroviral therapy can be rolled out to patients. So we have both sides of the coin in this heterogeneous panorama. And sometimes, well, people just think about Latin America paying attention to the Brazilian program, which is the most important program in the world. They are covering more than 200,000 people. But this is a part of the reality. We need to draw attention on the other part of the reality, the dark side of the panorama.
Well, next year you'll have that opportunity to draw attention to Latin America because AIDS 2008 will be in Mexico City.
That's right.
Last year in an interview with Kaiser Network, you said that there would be an attempt to visit every Latin American country leading up to AIDS 2008 to find out how they're trying to improve the HIV/AIDS situation in their country. How is that going and what have you found?
Well, we are in our way. We are doing this together with Luis Soto Ramirez, which is the local co-chair for the Mexico conference. He is also a member of our governing council at the International AIDS Society. And so far what I can tell you, there's a nice level of expectancy in regards to the Mexico conference. This is the first time that the conference as such will take place in Latin America. This is a unique opportunity for us to show what's going on in the region, the good side and the dark side. And I think that we will have a conference that will reflect and will in some way show to the world what the region has to contribute to the fight against the epidemic and what the region expects from the world. So far we have visited at least 10 countries, and I can tell you that it's reasonable to think that we will have a great conference there.
Dr. Pedro Khan, President of the International AIDS Society, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, and thank you for the very important and very professional job you're doing helping our conference to be at the web.
We're glad to do it.
Thank you.